T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, Jason Shelton is the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. He made headlines over the weekend with his very direct public rebuttal of all of the conspiracies and craziness we hear, especially in this part of the country, about COVID-19, about the removal of flags and statues, about everything happening in the country right now. He's a man leading his community in a smart and responsible way. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. Bennett, please make Tupelo Mayor Jason Shelton, the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Mayor Shelton, it's Gary Parrish. Thank you so much for being here. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Gary, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And you caught my attention and lots of people's attention all over the country with your Facebook post from the weekend, where you explained to folks why masks are necessary, why removing statues doesn't erase history, why spreading obviously fake memes on social media is harmful. The post was on point, and it managed to strike a serious tone while also being funny. Were you surprised? Were you surprised it went viral and gained so much attention?
I really was. That's the first time that's happened to me. So, if I'd have known it would have gotten so much attention, I would have probably put a lot more, thought into the post. But, I was trying to address a lot of different things at once on a Friday afternoon.
My favorite part of the post is where you wrote, quote, "Antifa is not coming to Tupelo. Elvis statues are not being removed. You are not the target of some type of global conspiracy. It is impossible to erase history, and no one's attempting to do so. COVID is not a hoax, and you shouldn't believe in share posts that are obviously false or used as political propaganda," end quote. It was like you decided, you know what, while I'm here, I might as well address all of these wacko talking points at the same time. And, as I read it, I realized you're a lot like me in the sense that we're around the same age. We both grew up in Mississippi, but neither of us view the world through the eyes of a quote-unquote typical Mississippian. So I bet you're a lot like me in the sense that when you hop on Facebook, you see not just random people, but actual friends of yours, people you grew up with, sharing absolute nonsense all the time, conspiracy theories, actual fake news. It's frustrating when I see it. I know it's frustrating for you too, or I assume it is. Why do you think people, especially folks in the South, are so anxious to latch on to some of this craziness, including the COVID-19 idea that it's not a real thing we should take seriously?
I don't have an answer other than it blows my mind. We have the largest rural hospital in the country here in Tupelo. They will release a statement of, this is what's happening in Tupelo. This is our request to the community. And, people just say, well, I don't believe that. And then you see some sort of obscure meme with no supporting material, and they latch onto it like it's the gospel and share it like wildfire. And it really blows my mind. But the post, I tried to address all the things I was getting hit with it in one fell swoop, so to speak.
This obviously comes while you have issued an executive order that mandates all people inside Tupelo city limits wear a mask or a face covering when at an indoor public building or business institution. And it went into effect this morning. It makes total sense to me because the numbers are the numbers. Like, I'm a believer in numbers. I'm a believer in science. But I know that what you did can be unpopular, particularly in parts of some states, our state being one of them. How has that gone today, and what kind of criticism have you received? Because you are a progressive mayor in Mississippi, which I imagine must be complicated.
Well, it can be. You know, I've had plenty of people tell me my career's over and all that stuff. But I've heard all that before. You know, I've been vocal about the state of Mississippi needing a new flag for years. I've been vocal, campaigning for Joe Biden, a lot of different things. If it hurts me in the next election, I can live with that. But what I can't live with is, not standing up for what I believe or, going whichever way the wind blows just to get myself elected to a political office. So I'm going to keep sticking strong to my beliefs and keep fighting for what's right here in the city of Tupelo. And if that gets me beat, that just gets me beat.
I'm talking to Jason Shelton. He is the mayor of Tupelo. Went viral this weekend because of a Facebook post where he addressed a lot of the stuff he's been hearing as a progressive mayor in the state of Mississippi. You mentioned the flag. I know you've been a big supporter of the Change the Flag moment. Movement in Mississippi. So yesterday was obviously a historic day. What did the passing of that bill to change the flag, what did that mean to you personally as a lifelong Mississippian?
Well, it's huge. It says, hopefully the statement, what I would hope is the statement from it is that, we as a state are ready to take the next step, that we're ready to work towards unity, we're ready to get rid of that image that, get rid of everything else, and it's just a bad look for the state. I mean, if that's what you think, if that's what you see the first time you see anything about the state of Mississippi, that's not a welcoming, that's not an inviting symbol of our state. So, I think it shows that our leaders and, and I'm a Democrat, but I think it's worth mentioning that the Mississippi Republican Party really took the lead. A majority of both members of the House of Representatives and the Mississippi Senate, a majority of the Republican members voted for the new or to take down the Confederate flag emblem. So I think it says a lot about the state of Mississippi that we're ready to kind of take the next step, so to speak. So I'm very excited, and, I think it'll help remove some of the negative connotation that's often associated with the state of Mississippi.
The governor tweeted over the weekend that if the legislator sent him a bill, he would sign it. He had been slow to address this issue in any meaningful way, and I'm not sure even in that tweet if he actually addressed how he felt personally about the flag. But do you think that had any impact? The governor saying, "Listen, guys, just get it to me, and I'll sign this thing, and we'll move on." Do you think that played a role at all?
Well, I hope it did. The governor has just been a staunch supporter of the Confederate emblem and has just openly resisted changing it for, 2 decades now since he's been in political office. So, for him to even say that he wouldn't veto it was a pretty monumental change in his position over the last 2 decades. So I think it did have a positive benefit on the dialogue and, help get the bill through the Mississippi legislature.
Do you think the SEC, NCAA, even Mississippi State football player Kylan Hill, do you think they played a role in getting this done? It felt like you can't point to any one of those things, but you add them all together, it seemed like it created some momentum that led to what happened yesterday.
Absolutely. Kylan Hill, I hope he gets a key to the city of his hometown. I think that was the tipping point when the different universities and colleges here in the state of Mississippi realized that they were about to lose a lot of athletes is when things really got moving. And I think Kylan Hill's to be commended and his stance celebrated. Football is, king here in the South, and I was glad to see, such a young person take such a bold step, and I think he's just to be commended. But I think the SEC, the NCAA, and the athletes themselves, I think that was the tipping point.
I'm talking to Mayor Shelton, Jason Shelton, the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. He's on Twitter, at Jason4Miss. That's at Jason4Miss. You mentioned earlier, and I read your Facebook post from this afternoon, where you wrote a lot of the things you said earlier that, hey, listen, if this is going to cost me in the next election, then I can live with that. I need to do the right thing by my citizens right now. And the right thing is to have a mask. There's not a doctor in the country that I've read, not a reputable one, who doesn't think it's wise to wear a mask right now. So the idea that there's some anti-mask movement is just bananas to me. And it is the point you've more eloquently tried to make to your citizens. I will say, and I can't speak to the politics of Tupelo, but all of this has raised your profile pretty considerably. So is it possible that, you know, I've lived in Mississippi my entire life. I know what a typical Mississippian, and I don't say that as a negative, just like, you know, the way the citizens typically vote. I know how these types of things play. Is there a benefit that maybe you are now more recognizable and maybe raising your profile that it could offset any negative that might go along with this?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, Dale Earnhardt Sr. had a good quote when he was getting booed or something at one race, as long as they're making noise, as long as they're talking about you. So that's certainly possible, but probably unintended.
Talking to Jason Chelton, he's the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. I want to go back you and I are roughly the same age. I think you graduated from Tupelo High in 1994. I graduated from Horn Lake High in 1995. And I was on the wrong side of the Kirk Pressley phenomenon back then. He eliminated us from the Mississippi High School State Baseball playoffs by pitching like a three-hitter one game and then hitting a 500-foot home run the next. For people who don't know, young man from Tupelo was the eighth overall pick in the 1993 Major League Baseball draft. He was the second high school player picked behind Alex Rodriguez. Arm trouble decimated his career, but I gather he's still living down in Tupelo. Is Kirk Pressley still a thing down there? Do people remember how awesome he was?
Absolutely, yeah. Kirk's a friend of mine. You know, I played football with him there at Tupelo High School. He was absolutely phenomenal. He's a great guy. He still lives here. I don't see him, weekly or monthly, but I see him on occasion, and we get to reminisce about things. But yeah, we won the high school. He was quarterback on the football team, and we won the state championship. And then in baseball, we had a pretty good advantage on a three-game series. He could pitch the first and third game.
Dude, don't tell me. Hey, we never got to the third game. We were swept out. One, we lost out in Tupelo, and then lost our home game as well. I'm wrapping up here with Jason Shelton. He is the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. You know, Mississippi, I looked it up, hasn't had a Democratic governor since 2004. But when I posted your remarks on Facebook this weekend, multiple people suggested you should be the next. I know you're focused on Tupelo, and I respect that. But I'm curious, do you have a desire to someday be the governor of Mississippi?
I don't know. I take it one day at a time. I've got a baby on the way in August, and I enjoy being mayor. I'm gonna run for re-election here in Tupelo next year, and I don't want to. That's one of the things. I know that you're supposed to be coy or cliche, but in some type of crafty answer, but you never know what the future holds, but I'm happy where I'm at right now.
That's understandable. That's Jason Shelton. He is the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi, on Twitter at Jason Famis. Mayor Shelton, I know how difficult it can be to have strong public opinions in the state of Mississippi that run counter to the most popular opinions in the state of Mississippi. So I'm really impressed with the way you've taken a stand here. I admire it, and I appreciate you. As someone who lives not in your city but in your state, I appreciate you doing it. You're doing a job well done.
Thank you. I'd rather do what's right than what's easy.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Mayor Shelton.
Thank you, Gary.
Bye-bye. That's Jason Shelton, the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. When I looked up when he graduated, because I knew we were kind of around the same age, I didn't know if he ever played baseball, but he said he played football with Kirk Pressley. Dude, I was just Googling Kirk Pressley today to, like, look up, does he still live there? He does. Like, he's got a business and family, just a normal guy now. Mm-hmm. But he was something serious back in 1993. He, in his high school career, because it was a Baseball America thing I found from a few years ago, like, where are they now, Kirk Pressley? His high school career, he went 36-1 as a starting pitcher with a 0.60 ERA. Like, he was unbelievable. And I remember down in Tupelo, we're in the high school state playoffs, and my buddy, so I was only a sophomore then, but my buddy Mark Briones was a senior, and Mark hit a two-run homer. I was on second, and Mark hit a two-run homer off of Kirk Pressly, and we were actually up on Kirk Pressly. And it was like we were blown because we didn't expect a score.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're up 2-0 on Tupelo, at Tupelo, with Kirk Pressly. And there's, you know, a million scouts with guns behind the plate. I mean, this guy was picked 8th overall just a few months later, like by the New York Mets. And he was the second high school player picked after Alex Rodriguez. And so we're up 2-0. And like, holy man, are we really going to beat Kirk Pressly at Tupelo? Because you're not supposed to do that no matter who you are. And we didn't do it. We ended up losing. But it was for a moment.
Fun story.
For a moment, we were fired up. Man, I remember coming back in the dugout and Mark, he was like, I just hit a homer off Kirk Pressly. He couldn't even believe it. And Mark was like, good. And he couldn't believe he bombed off Kirk Pressly. So, and then they before that, in that year, there was a big showcase game that they played, I think, at Germantown High School, because two of the best high school pitchers in the country were Kirk Pressly and Mickey Callaway at Germantown. Mm-hmm. And so it was Germantown, Tupelo, Kirk Pressly, Mickey Callaway. They had that game. And I swear, when you're talking about all-time great high school Mississippi athletes, like in that year, this is totally reasonable to say, Kirk Pressly was the best pitcher in the state of Mississippi, the best infielder, because he went in pitch, he played third base, best infielder in the state of Mississippi in terms of hitting, and the best quarterback in the state of Mississippi. He was going to go to Mississippi State and play quarterback and pitch, and then he signed with the Mets for like $900,000. Then he had multiple shoulder surgeries. I think he only made 30 minor league starts. That was
Damn.
It. That was it. But just an incredible, incredible athlete who was overwhelming for the boys from Horn Lake, Mississippi. And I can't thank Mayor Shelton for being here enough. I just thought it was, you know, it can't be easy to stand up to your citizens the way that he's doing in a state like the state of Mississippi. And yet he's willing to stand up and publicly say the sensible, smart thing. Like all these conspiracies that you're sharing, they're not real. The idea that COVID isn't something you need to take serious is absolutely bananas. If you are pushing back on a mask ordinance, you have lost your mind. Look at the numbers all across this country, Texas, Mississippi, Florida. You remember when Florida opened up and a governor down there was talking about, look at us now, and nobody will say it, but I'll say it for us. We're now leading the country in how to do this, how to handle this virus. Remember that? It was a few weeks ago.
I do remember that.
Now go look at the numbers in Florida right now. Disastrous. Absolutely disastrous. And so the sensible leaders of states and communities are doing what Mayor Shelton is doing in Tupelo. And it's easy to do this in New York City or L.A., where the general population agrees with you. Much more difficult to pull it off in Mississippi, and yet he's trying his best to do it. And I just couldn't help but take the comments from him over the weekend and compare them to, you know, my wife's a business owner in South Haven. And the South Haven mayor had released a statement several weeks back. And it's the opposite of what Mayor Shelton said. It's nonsensical. I mean, the South Haven mayor was, we need to get back to normal. This is not as bad as we've been led to believe. All right, well, people getting back to normal. And numbers are spiking everywhere. Hospitals are starting to fill up. But hey, at least everybody's back to normal. So I'm really appreciative of anybody who stands up and, like, trusts the science and looks at the numbers, but especially somebody in public office who does it in the state of Mississippi, because it's not an easy thing to do in Mississippi. So I'm not going to lie and say I celebrated when Mayor Shelton got elected in 2013. I wasn't aware of it, but after seeing the way he's standing up to the people who are denying the seriousness of this pandemic, I'm a big fan of his, and I don't know what his future holds, but personally speaking, I'd love to see him have a bigger office than mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi, in the state of Mississippi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.